Deep within the anvils of the XBL radio shows comes the XBL Radio Library, starring your prolific hosts, the outspoken Silent Cypher and the overspoken Guije. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first ever XBL Radio Library podcast. My name is Guije, and with me is
Silent Cypher.
Yes, and me and Silent Cypher are here with an important message that we're going to try to bring you weekly. And that message simply is that, Cypher, we were discussing, if I'm not correct, a lot of people are complaining about, not having enough arcade games, and why is the Xbox Live Arcade, there's not enough retro titles represented, and what a lot of people seem to forget is that there is an extensive library of great, wonderful, backwards compatible titles that you can get on the cheap.
That's very true. Over 300 titles.
So me and Silent Cypher have decided to put this little podcast together. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be short. We're going to try to do it weekly. And it is basically going to go over, we're going to showcase one or two Xbox compatible games that you can enjoy for as cheap or cheaper than any Xbox Live Arcade game.
Yeah, a lot of the games end up being $4.99 or sometimes just under $10. But that's still, comparable to what you're already getting on Live.
So without further ado, Silent Cypher, are you ready to bring the first game ever for the XBL Radio Library?
I don't know if I can handle the excitement, but sure, let's do this.
Our first game is a third-person shooter game. It was brought to you by a company called Remedy Entertainment in July of 2001. And of course, we are talking about the film noir New York fugitive cop shooter that goes by the name of Max Payne. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this game, Cypher?
Max Payne. Well, basically, as you said, he is a fugitive, mainly because he's set up at the very beginning of the game. And it's the game is definitely based type kind of like a Sin City in the way, if you will. And it's I got nothing.
Nothing. Well, let's start off with some of the cutscenes. You're talking about Sin City. The cutscenes between the game are not CG. They're not even 2D. Well, they are 2D. They're not even animated. They're like these still frames with these voiceovers, and the still frames are painted in, like I said before, this very Pulp Fiction-y type of a cinemas. The game itself is, like I said, third person. It's very reminiscent of like your Saints Row, really urban, really gritty. There's 10 to 20 hours of gameplay in this game, so you're gonna really get your bang for your buck. One of the key features in this game, and it came out around the same time that Matrix came out, and it's the bullet time mode. What do you think?
That's true. Actually, and the cool thing about that was Remedy was working on this before the Matrix was released into theaters.
Some of the thing I liked about this game is, everybody's looking forward to the John Woo game Stranglehold. This has actually incorporated some of that stuff even before, Stranglehold. You've got, your guy, you'd hit your bullet time, it would be in slow motion, and your guy would, like, dive forward with two guns blazing, and you could see the individual bullets in the trails, like, boom, boom. And when they would actually hit one of your enemies, it would show, like, how you would hit them, and their body would twist to the physics all in that bullet time. So it was really cool.
That's true. Yeah, they actually, I think they were ahead of their time, really, when it came to that whole thing. Because no one had really done that exactly the way that they had. It was pretty good.
See, I think the thing that I liked most about this game and that drew me in, it was really a man on his last leg. He gets set up, he loses his family, and all he wants to find out is why. His life was perfect. He was a cop, an undercover cop. His family life was perfect to the T, and it just got destroyed. And I like how some of the ways they show you his pain is they actually do these flashback levels. I know I was heavily creeped out. There's one level where you're running through you see a child's playpen, and it's full of blood, and you can hear the baby crying in the background.
Yeah, or like, how about that blood path that you had to walk over?
Right. So, I mean, this game does a really good job of setting an eerie atmosphere. Some of the cool things about it is there's a quick saving mode in this game. So, you know, it's really, although the story is rich and deep, you can pick up play it and save the game at any time and come back to it, which is a really cool key feature for me.
That's true. Actually, it did have a lot of really cool features to it also. I actually liked the painkiller setup. The way that to heal yourself, it wasn't just, random health packs just lined all over the place. Instead, you were always popping pills, which, you know, kind of sends an off message, but, like, it fits perfectly with the style of the game.
All right, well, let's wrap this game up. Guys, this game was released in 2001. It was actually published by Rockstar under Remedy Entertainment. You can actually find this game. I found this game for $2.99 used.
That's true. And actually, at Game Crazy and a few other places I've looked at in my area, and I'm sure it's like this almost everywhere now, you can find it for under $5 easily.
So, for the price that you'd pay for, you know what? Boom Boom. Less than Boom Boom Rocket. You're going to walk away with a stellar game that's going to give you 10 to 20 hours plus play. Pick up. You can pause it. Although one thing, it is an adult-only game. It is rated mature. So, the second game that we're going to review follows the same mythos. And what is this game?
Well, the next one is Max Payne 2, The Fall of Max Payne.
Wow, so we're actually bringing you two games, a complete series. Wow. Once again, by Remedy Entertainment, published by Rockstar Games. This one came out in 2003. The storyline basically continues where the first Max Payne left off. This one has a little bit of a love twist in it, though, so you're still going to get the film noir style, but you're going to get that love twist.
Yeah, it actually felt more film noir, if it's possible, than the first one. It just, I don't know, the storyline seemed a little more on par with what you would have expected for a film noir.
Right. And it's very often that you see a video game sequel flow so well with the high-impact action that you had gotten the first one. Graphic-wise, I think there was a big step up from the original Max Payne.
I'm completely there with you, man. Like, the very first game, the guy had a scrunched face. Like, when you pick up that game, you'll know what I'm talking about. But with the second one, the guy looks like, you know, Treat Williams or something. Like, right. It's crazy the graphic change that they went through between the two games.
Right. So, you know, as we're in the first Max Payne game, you know, he goes on this huge killing spree. The second one picks up where he has been arrested by the police. At the end of the first game, he gets arrested, but he's still tormented. And he just basically started to find out the secrets behind where his family's killed. So once again, we find Max Payne thrust into his adventure, this time with a suspicious lady named Mona.
Yes, this is true, actually. They go all over the place, and you actually run into a lot of characters that were mentioned on the first game, too. You know, your Vinny Gogniti and all those guys were actually kind of mentioned in the past on the games, and it does a really good job of mixing stuff that you heard before on the first game and just, you know, tying it all together.
Right. Now, a new thing that they actually introduced in Max Payne 2, and we talked about the first one had bullet time, but they introduced a thing called bullet time 2.0, where now the bullet time before just merely slowed down in the original game, this one, it actually increases max movement speed, firing rate, and reload time. So now, not only does the game slow down, but it's like it adds gameplay depth to it now.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, they actually used the Havoc physics engine for it at the time, too.
Another cool thing they did, and it's total John Woo style, is when you reload your guns during bullet time, it does a rotating 360 turn, which is so kick-ass.
It is. Actually, if I remember correctly, this was one of the first games that really got into the ragdoll physics thing, too. Like, this was just when that was becoming a big thing.
Well, this game came out, like I said, 2003. It is also a mature rated game. I found this game at my GameStop for, you ready?
$5.99.
So, if you go out and purchase Max Payne 1 and 2, you're going to get two, not one, but two stellar backwards compatible Xbox games for less than a Boom Boom Rocket.
It's the best deal since Geometry Wars.
It's fucking phenomenal. We can say that. You know that, because this is on the extras feed.
That's true. That's true. Well, fuck. There we go.
So in lieu of Max Payne, like Max Payne would say, this fucking game is the fucking shit. You will totally wax some mooly goddamn motherfucker's ass with a 9mm up his asshole. Get this game.
Let's get these games.
Very nice.
It's very nice indeed.
Well, guys, we hope you enjoyed the first episode of the XBL Radio Library. Like I said, me and Silent Cypher are going to try to bring these to you weekly. And, you know, we just want to let you guys know that there are plenty of great games out there to play on the cheap. So...
And please do send us feedback on, you know, how you think the show is going and any criticism in general, you know, constructive, destructive, whatever. We can take it.
Oh, for sure. And if you guys think this podcast sucks and you don't want us to do this, if you think this is a complete waste of your time, then that's fine. That gives me one less thing to do. But if you do enjoy it, me and Silent Cypher would love to continue to bring you this wonderful podcast that we call... the XBL Library. Are you ready for some tea, Mr. Cypher?
Yes, indeed. Where are the crumpets, my kind sir?
Next to the goddamn Jack Daniels. Let's get fucked up.
She takes my money.
See you guys.
Well, I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend to me.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. For Lopez, four kids, and I gotta take all they bad. Get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a pen. We all went to Ben, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend says she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, 18 years, 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years, I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids, his baby mama car crib is bigger than his, you will see him on TV, given Sunday, win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy a shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. And when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head. Saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, push him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the fries. So, stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he be yoked for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' hit. me hear that back.
Let's get fucked up.
Let's do it.